Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. To be nobody but yourself in the world, which is doing its best night and day to make you everybody else, means to fight the hardest battle which any human being can fight and never stop fighting. Those are beautiful words attributed to Meghan Markle, shared in a tweet by the women's organization. One problem, those are actually the words of E.E. Cummings. The Mercury News shares, several hours after the tweet was posted, the organization retweeted it with an apology and clarification that said, "We apologize as we misquoted here. The original quote is from E.E. Cummings." The organization later deleted the apology and the original post about Meghan and only shared the quote, properly attributed to Cummings. But late Monday, the organization had apparently been inundated with so much fury from Meghan's critics that it made its tweets private. A psychic claims Princess Anne is able to see straight through Meghan Markle. TV psychic Deborah Davies told the Daily Star, "Princess Anne is fabulous. She just gives everything that she thinks away on her face. She doesn't need to say anything. You can see it in her eyes. Take one look at her and you can see what she's thinking. She's totally transparent. Princess Anne is just like her dad was. Prince Philip could see straight through Meghan Markle. He could see her for what she is, and so could I on the wedding day. And I just sat there shaking my head." Tina Brown said Harry and Meghan will be desperately needed to help carry out the workload when Charles is made king, as the number of working royals has rapidly dwindled. Brown told The Guardian, "It's looking a bit skeletal because they weren't supposed to be losing Andrew or Harry, so a bit of a problem is the slimmed-down monarchy at the moment. I think there is a great effort to try to make everybody focus on the heir, Charles, and William and Kate, but there is a lot of pressure on that." But Newsweek suggests the royal family is thriving without Harry and Meghan. From an opinion piece, "Few people do polite passive aggression better than we Brits. It's why Meghan and Harry were invited to Queen Elizabeth II's Platinum Jubilee. At the service of Thanksgiving at St. Paul's Cathedral on day two of the celebrations, their new place in the pecking order became apparent. They were with the royal equivalent of the B-list, sitting with the daughters of disgraced Uncle Prince Andrew and waiting with the hoi polloi for the star turns of Harry's grandmother, father, and brother. The crown, for which something people have fought wars over hundreds of years, is a magical symbol of nationhood and patriotism, things we cynical Brits normally shy away from. The weekend's celebrations allowed us to consider that actually we are pretty okay as a country. We do things pretty well. There is beauty in our traditions. But the further away from the crown you are, the colder it is. And Prince Harry and Meghan are practically in Siberia. Prince Harry was briefly the darling of our nation, the cheeky boy we watched grow up. We cried alongside him when his mother died so tragically young, and we felt his pain when he was forced to put on a stiff upper lip as he walked behind his mother's casket. When he married Meghan, we rejoiced. We genuinely did. This seemed a modern fairy tale story. She symbolized something new, a biracial American who reflected for the first time the minorities in our nation. Initially, she was seen as an asset. She was full of ideas for doing good and seemed to revel in the public gaze. But it all quickly unraveled. While her new in-laws are the most famous people in the land, they also work for us. The people, something Meghan apparently failed to understand, and we don't like being lectured at by people we pay for. Nor do we like to hear moaning from the most privileged in our society. Instead, they are meant to represent tradition and class. The Sussexes showed us they had neither when they went on television to attack his family at a time his grandfather was dying. It's telling that after the first and only time we saw them at the Jubilee, they quickly vanished again from public view, despite their trip costing a reported £160,000 to fly over from Los Angeles on a private jet. But as their divide from the crown gets even wider, their celebrity diminishes. No one is going to be interested in old stories about a slight from William or Kate in a few years, not when we have their cheeky son Louis to take fresh delight in. The spotlight has already moved on. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by Heights. Heights is the number one brain care brand. So what is brain care? Brain care is when you care for your brain. It doesn't get much simpler. It means caring for something that has been caring for you secretly since the minute you were born, your brain. It's a movement and it's all the actions and behaviors that'll set you up to live life on your own terms. Can't focus, always tired, feeling up and down? The Smart Supplement's top-rated formula of 20 key vitamins and minerals, including vitamins D, C, B12, blueberries, and omega-3, targets everything from poor sleep to brain fog and stress, so you feel better every day. I've had the chance to use Heights for the past few weeks, and although it's hard to actually gauge how well it's working for you, I can honestly say I'm reading this podcast script with a lot less stumbles. Go to yourheights.com now to start your brain care journey. And you can use the promo code PALLAS to get 10% off your first subscription order. I think I know some folks we talk about in this very podcast that could use a little brain care. That's yourheights.com and use promo code PALLAS to get 10% off your first subscription order. Your future will thank you. The Guardian says, get ready for a king who speaks his mind. In return for a long overdue modernization and slimming down of the monarchy, Charles might choose to play a more active role in counseling, encouraging, and warning. He has long contributed to the cultural and intellectual life of the nation. Given a new informality and reduced profile, he could reasonably trespass onto some of the issues now upheaving the nation that he clearly holds dear. He would have no power of decision and no influence beyond that of debate. Recent research by ISPOS shows half of Britons expect Prince Charles to do a good job as king, 49%, while one in five do not. William's ratings are higher, 74% think he will be good, with only 7% saying no. 66% feel the Queen should stay on, with 23% feeling she should abdicate. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.